An unmanned space probe definitely has answered some of the most basic questions about the universe, its age and composition, and even its fate. NASA unveiled yesterday the much-anticipated results from a satellite called WMAP. It reveals what the universe looked like before the first stars began to glow. Scientists say the results mark a turning point. NPR's Richard Harris reports cosmology is being transformed from the field of lofty theories to precise measurements.
The WMAP satellite orbits a million miles from Earth, gazing out on the faint glow left over from the Big Bang. The microwaves it studies are radiation from the very early universe, when it wasn't even a million years old. It turns out this radiation contains small variations, revealing the early universe as a somewhat lumpy place. The lumps have never been measured before with such precision. Now that they have, Chuck Bennett at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center says he can finally answer some cosmic questions. For example, he says the universe is 13.7 billion years old, plus or minus just 1%. His team has also determined that the first stars appeared in the sky when the universe was 200 million years old.
It may sound like a lot of time, but to us astronomers, that's a surprisingly early time for the turn on of the first stars.
Those findings alone are exciting advances, but Bennett says there's more.
We've also determined from this unified picture the ultimate fate of the universe, which is that the universe will expand forever. It will not turn back on itself and collapse in a great crunch.
The universe will end with a whimper, not a bang. The WMAP results put to the test the prevailing picture of the universe. In particular, astronomers suggest that only about 4% of the universe is made up of ordinary visible matter. Another 23% is composed of invisible objects called dark matter, and the remaining mass of the universe is an even more mysterious entity called dark energy. John Bacall from the Institute for Advanced Studies in Princeton says you can think of that as some sort of puzzling force that works against gravity.
Now, I have to confess that I was very skeptical of this picture, but the WMAP results have convinced me.
The universe really is as strange as astronomers have been suggesting. Bacall says he has always been impressed by the historians who work at his institute as they struggle to piece together the story of civilization over the past few thousand years. That makes him all the more impressed with the astronomers on this project.
What the WMAP scientists have succeeded in doing is determining the characteristics of our universe 13.7 billion years ago. 13.7 billion years ago, and unequivocally.
To do this, the astronomers started with the image of the early universe, and then they used a computer simulation as a virtual time machine to run the clock forward 13.7 billion years to today. And the result looks remarkably like the universe as astronomers know it today. Bacall says it's like looking at a baby that's 12 hours old and being able to figure out exactly what that person will look like at the age of 50. David Spergel at Princeton is one of the scientists involved in the study. He says the results really mark a turning point for astronomy by addressing questions that have been the focus of decades of research.
We've answered these old questions. How old is the universe? How many atoms there are in the universe? How much matter there is in the universe? These are the questions that have driven the field for the past couple decades. We're now starting the process of addressing new questions.
One question is what the universe was like even before this moment in time. Spergel says just as the computer programs have run forward in time, they can also run back to reveal the cosmos literally in its earliest minutes. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.